I want to talk this morning about things that might scare you. And just to help us get thinking about that, I've got a few pictures. So perhaps we could have the first picture up. There you go. Stick your paw up if you are scared of spiders, especially big, hairy ones that appear in your bathroom. That's a Brazilian man-eating spider, so you ought to be afraid of that one. Here's another possibility. Anyone scared of heights? Yeah, aha, yes. So just to tell you, that boy there is one of my godsons. In September, we climbed a mountain in Snowdonia called Triven. Triven is 3,000 feet high, and on the top of Triven, right at the summit, there are these two boulders, which are known as Adam and Eve. And to my horror, he got up on top of one of them and jumped from one to the other. I didn't do that. Here's another thing that might scare you. Anyone scared of clowns? Yeah. It is amazing how many people are, isn't it? But there we are. They've never particularly bothered me, but some people are. Here's another one. That is not the moon. Well, it is the moon, but the point is lots of us are a little bit scared of the dark. If you find yourself alone in the dark, that can be a bit scary, can't it? Well, you're shaking your head, some of you, but some other people do find it a bit scary. And then here's the last one. People in masks. No. Coronavirus. Coronavirus. Lots of people, maybe not around here, are scared of coronavirus. If not coronavirus, then scared of death. Scared of what the future holds. What if I do get it? So there are lots of things in life that scare us. Here's a reminder of what it was yesterday. It was Halloween yesterday. Okay? Now, some people think it's fun to celebrate scary things at Halloween. But let me tell you, if something really is scary, it isn't fun. Okay? It isn't really fun. I want to tell you very quickly just a couple of little stories of extremely scary things that happened to me, and they weren't fun at all. I have here in my hand a belt. I'm not going to tell you about the time my father belted me. I want to tell you instead about a time that I was walking down the road in a place called Harare in Zimbabwe in southern Africa. I was with my friend. It was night time. Interesting. It was dark. We're walking along the road. Suddenly about 10 men jumped on me. And I thought, this is it. This is the end. I was pushed down onto the floor, covered with these men. They were all over me. I found myself being yanked up and down. I thought, what is going on here? Do you know what they were trying to do? Steal my belt. And they did steal my belt. And they stole my watch. And they stole a little bit of money that I had. It was very scary. But when they finished stealing the belt, they got up and left me. And that was it. I was fine. But actually, that's nothing compared to the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. I was babysitting for my sister when I was about 13, 14 years old. She and her husband were out. Again, it was nighttime. It was the dark. There was a little baby upstairs asleep, their son. I was completely on my own apart from the little baby. I was watching TV. I was watching something I shouldn't have been watching. I can't remember what it was now, but it was truly, truly petrifyingly scary. It was probably a horror film. By the TV, there was a picture hanging on the wall. Not this picture. I can't remember exactly what picture it was, but there was a picture hanging on the wall next to the TV. What I was watching got scarier and scarier. The music got more and more eerie. The camera panned down to the scary climax of what I was watching. And just as it got to the scary climax, The picture fell off the wall. I jumped out of my skin. It was the scariest thing that's ever happened to me. But do you know, the Bible says that there is someone scarier than the scariest thing that you can think of. And you know who that person is, don't you? It's Jesus. That Bible reading was describing Jesus. Just listen to what John sees. This person I saw, he says, his eyes were like blazing fire. His voice was like the sound of rushing waters. His face was like the sun shining in all its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell down at his feet as though dead. He put his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I was dead. And now look, I am alive forever and ever, and I hold the keys of death and Hades." Jesus is terrifyingly powerful. That's what we are meant to see. So you think of the thing that you find scary, whatever that might be. The spider, the heights, the coronavirus, the dark. Jesus is bigger and he is stronger and he is more powerful than anything that scares you. But there is nothing dark about Jesus. He is all light. And he says, "Don't be afraid." He uses his power for our good. He wants us to trust him, not fear him. And when you do, he says, when you trust him, he says to you and I, he says, "Do you know what? Come and be light like I am." Jesus is light and he wants us to be light. Halloween, dark, scary, actually not much fun. Jesus, light, not actually scary. Bigger, in some sense scarier, but full of light. And when we come to Jesus, we can share his light. And our job is to let that light shine. So there's a verse in Matthew 5. Can we put it on the screen? Jesus says, "Look, in the same way that I am light, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." So can I just say, packing a shoebox, giving a shoebox, is a great way to let your light shine. It's a little part of the way that we can let Jesus' light shine through our good works. But please understand, Jesus is bigger. He is more powerful than anything else in all creation. But he is light and he is good. And he says, "Don't be afraid of me. Trust me. Trust me." So we're going to pray together now.